Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
By the way, talking to Frank Serpico, nearing that short little break, the legendary New York detective, website frankserpico.com. I said, so, your handset's broken. You're on a speakerphone. And he said, yeah, well, there's really not much need to, you know, have a handheld because I don't really do any interviews. And I said, well, how long has it been since you've done an interview? And he said, years. So this is quite the interview here, that it's been years since he's done a radio interview. Frank Serpico. Frank.
Alex, let me say, the last one I did was a call-in show.
Yes.
And this guy called in. He said, yeah, hi, I'm living in Florida. I'm a retired New York City police officer. I said, hey, how you doing? He says, you know, Frank, the day you testified before the Knapp Commission was the darkest day of the history of the New York City Police Department. I said, really? He said, yeah. I was ashamed to go home and face my wife and kids. I said, really? I said, why? What did you do wrong? He said, nothing. I said, well, why didn't you support me? And he said, what? And be an outcast like you? And that's what it's all about. That's why they don't want whistleblowers, because they don't want you to ruin a good business.
And once the corruption builds, then no one will go after anybody, even for worse and worse crimes, and then the whole society collapses. And Frank Serpico, I believe we're nearing that third world collapse point. What do you say?
I'm inclined to agree. But again, Alex, I want to say, because I know a lot of decent police officers out there that are trying to do their job, but meeting resistance. And let me just tell you, on a local incident, there was, my friend was being accosted, and it was very serious circumstances. And I called the police, and they did a lousy follow-up. And then there was a series of rapes, and I called the hotline that they said, if you know anything, call this number. And I thought, oh, maybe if they follow up on this lead, maybe they'll find. They never call me back on a hotline.
Sir, all the police do around here half the time is they're told. I've talked to them. They go write tickets and raise revenue. And more, you saw in Oakland last year, he said 35 crimes we won't respond to, including breaking and entering, robbery. I mean, they're there now more and more to literally just write tickets.
But that's what they're being told to do.
Well, that's, they should rebel. They're,
well, that's a good thing, but here's what happens. You know, and it's an old thing, too. You know, in the department, it's not black or white. It's blue. That's what happened after Katrina. Do you remember the catastrophe there with them shooting unarmed civilians?
And the cops running around robbing Walmart.
Yeah. And then same thing happened at 9/11. Some of the firemen were filling their fire trucks with clothes.
And Rolexes.
So, like you say, the society has to be revamped. We have no more, you know, morality has been going downhill. Anyway,
here's the problem,
leaders.
Frank.
We think that our government should be our leaders, but they're not. They're part of the problem.
Well, Frank, I mean, you're absolutely right, but the big issue here is the government is running out of rackets, and they want more and more and more. So now they're taking people's kids and they spank them, or the parents have dirty plates in the sink, and then the state's five times more likely to abuse the child than the parents. Frank Serpico, I've got a few final questions for you. I didn't know you hadn't done interviews in years. Great job of the producers getting you here on the show, and we appreciate you coming on. I've got a few other questions from your blog I want to cover and see if there's any other points you'd like to impart to our large audience, frankserpico.com. Hope we don't crash your website here today. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. We'll spend a few more minutes with Frank Serpico straight ahead. Bob Chapman's coming up. Stay with us.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, this product contains nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with this product prior to use. This product not designed for use by pregnant women. You must be 18 years or older to purchase this product.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Look, we got a private Federal Reserve running the country, stealing tens of trillions of dollars in bailout money. You've got major banks caught laundering hundreds of billions of dollars of drug money, like Wells Fargo and others. They don't even get in trouble. And it's in the news. They've taken all the military's death benefits from World War II vets right through. I made a secret deal with the government. That's mainstream news. I mean, the lawlessness has gotten right out in the open. And Frank Serpico, the legendary New York City police detective who stood up and exposed the corruption, probably one of the most famous whistleblowers worldwide, big award-winning films with Al Pacino made about it, best-selling books. I wanted to, in closing, and Bob Chapman's waiting in the wings on the financial news, ask him what he's up to these days. I know you're still very involved lecturing. You said you haven't done radio in a very long time or done interviews, but you are lecturing, and you're also working out there to try to educate people about police corruption.
Yeah, well, my bottom line is we're chasing phantoms around the world while ignoring the monsters in our own backyard. And I think we have to get back to the family. You know, mothers have to realize what a great honor and responsibility it is to be a mother and teach our children how to live healthily. We should stay away from all the junk food that these corporations are selling us. And know, support the local economy. That's what America was built on, local economy, not these outsourcing conglomerates. You know, they're closing down the little farms. The food was good, the meat was good, the eggs were good. They came out with all these government regulations. We got too much government control. You know, with just a simple example, you have to wash the eggs. When I have my chickens and eggs, and the eggs stay fresher when they're not washed because the chicken coats it with an antibacterial. You wash it off, and that's where you get the salmonella from, because it's all these corporations and the way they're treating the meat.
And the system knows that. Now, Frank, what's your take on Bin Laden supposedly being killed after all these years, and then they keep changing the official story and claim that they threw his body into the ocean?
Well, I think that's a good question we could ask the commander-in-chief, you know, and see what he has to say. I think the only problem is, Alex, they've been lying to us for so long, they have zero credibility.
Well, that's right. If you have a neighbor who you've caught lying to you five times, you stop associating with them. But government lies even when the truth would serve them better. I mean, bottom line, as a you know, detective, as a researcher, as a lecturer, when you look at things like 9/11, when you look at the lies about WMDs, when you see the ridiculous Bin Laden story, and we had the intel he was dead 2002, that he would be rolled out later. I mean, bottom line, what is Frank Serpico's view on the New World Order?
I think that you have to, as they say, believe half of everything you hear and see. The intelligent part is which half to believe, you know. But most importantly is to believe in yourself as an individual and clear your mind of all the pollution that they're feeding us 24/7, and you'll find that you knew it from the day you were born what the truth is.
Absolutely. Our instincts, our common sense is there, and the modern brainwashing system is there to create confusion. I was just reading your blog specifically, though. You're saying something smells with the whole Bin Laden caper?
Yeah. Well, I don't remember what I wrote on the blog back when, but yeah, of course it does. You know, the way they went in there and, you know, where is this guy, you know? You got the body. Why can't we see the body? Well, what, they disfigured it or something? Somebody's going to be embarrassed? Show us the body. Show us the corpus delicti, you know?
But, I mean, your detective nose smells something.
Of course.
What about passports? Not one, but two, magically surviving out of the planes at Ground Zero and then being found later that day by the FBI. Maybe they found a Lucky Charms elf as well.
You know, in the business, that's called a flake. You know, they drop it there. You know, like in New Orleans, the cops talked about a ham sandwich, you know, dropping a gun on the suspect that wasn't there. I could tell you story after story about how people have been flaked, even with the narcotics. You know, they go after the user and they put on a felony quantity and charge them as being a dealer. And you ask them what they're doing, and they say, they're only scum anyway. You're just cleaning them off the street. There's this mentality that's become distorted that is inhuman.
Well, now they've run out of drug dealers to lock up. They're the drug dealers themselves while calling a drug user scum. And then you see record numbers of police on drugs. Our troops are getting on drugs. And it is so dangerous to have the police with all this power really being in more and more major cities a mafia. I mean, sir, as you probably know, it came out just 2 years ago in Dallas, or now three, that they just randomly pull over a nice car, throw a bag of chalk in the back. The drug lab certifies it as cocaine. They're even taking old women's cars now with no criminal record. I mean, that is hardcore evil. But you were saying back when you were in there, they were shaking down drivers.
Well, let me tell you, your listeners saw the
Yes.
Well, all the drugs that were seized in the French Connection went back out on the street, compliments of the NYPD. All the drugs were taken out of the property clerk's office and replaced with flour. And a clerk noticed that they were moths, moths don't eat cocaine or heroin, you know? And that's how they found all the drugs were missing.
Incredible. Frank Serpico, I know that you, as you said, haven't done a radio interview in a very long time, and this has been incredible. I'd like to get you in the next month or so back for a full hour to really just recount some of the incredible historic things that you have witnessed in your lifetime. And obviously there's best-selling books written about you, movies with Al Pacino. I want to bring Bob Chapman in because he's had a very interesting past formerly in intelligence operations against the Soviets, and then the largest silver and gold broker for a while until he retired, and then now he has one of the biggest newsletters out there on finances. And I want to treat Bob, since he's been holding because we held you over. Hey, Bob, I know it is a treat because, I mean, nobody hardly gets to talk to Frank Serpico. Bob Chapman, you got anything to say to Mr. Serpico?
Well, first I want to congratulate you, as you have been many, many times, for what you've done for the people of New York and this country. If more people would speak up like yourself, we wouldn't have the problems we've got. And corruption in law enforcement goes back for centuries. You know that, but the public doesn't realize that. There's nothing new that's come down the line in a long time. All you have to do is look at the history of crime, and that's Wall Street as well as Harlem. And you know how to approach it and how to handle it, and you did it, and everybody should be proud of you.
Well, thanks, Bob, and good luck to you. And as he said, the quality of the good far outweighs the quantity of the evil that's out there. So good people just have to stick together and hopefully we can make a better world for our children.
Well, Frank, do you agree with my point that if you just decriminalize, not legalize, but decriminalize and take the money out of drugs, it won't be cool anymore, the kids won't want to use it, and the cops will lose their biggest source of corrupt income, the banks will lose it? I mean, shouldn't we move to decriminalize drugs? But then I get scared and think, what will they come after next, though? Well, they're already trying vitamins, minerals, they're already raiding whole milk places. I mean, they're already sending the drug squads out now against the Amish.
Yep, yep. And they're wonderful people, the Amish people. I visited them often, and I said to one of the elders, I said, you know, I really admire your way of life. Whose idea was it to live this way? And he said, what? He says, your grandfather was living this way. And all of a sudden I realized, because I remember when I visited my grandfather when I was a little kid in Europe, it's just a simple life close to the earth and, respecting the ground that's feeding you. And
Frank, now they're turning, I don't know if you're aware of this, you probably are, they're now using the drug police against the Amish when they sell neighbors' cheese.
Oh, yeah, raw milk, and it's terrible.
But, I mean, they're turning the corrupt narcotics police loose on the Amish. I mean, is there no end to this evil?
There's a great book out, Everything I Wanted to Do Is Illegal, and he's not talking about drugs. It's written by a farmer, and how the conglomerates and all the government is taking over everything.
Well, Frank, what do we do? I mean, if we decriminalize the drugs, that would stop a lot of this.
Yes, but also we have to educate. The other thing is, why are so many people using drugs? You know, it's because, you know, when times get hard, you had a hard day or something, you need a drink. Let me put it this way. A good buddy of mine, he's a Vietnam vet, decorated, wounded in action. He's highly strong. And he says to me, you know, Frank, if these cops had any sense, that knock on my door every morning.
Hold on.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hey, Bill, pick up line three. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Brian here.
Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great-tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit SafetyNetSavings.com. That's SafetyNetSavings.com. Visit SafetyNetSavings.com today.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberin, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-737-9107. That's 1-800-737-9107. 1-800-737-9107.
Come, you masters of war. Here that build a big gun.
Obviously, we're going to have to go into overdrive today because I've got Richard Reeves out there. I've got Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com joining us. And we're finishing up with Frank Serpico, incredible interview with him. And during the break, he was bringing up the TSA. He was bringing up a bunch of issues. I want you to finish with that, sir, in a moment. But go ahead and get back to your veteran buddy who said, hey, the cops ought to knock on my door every morning. I finished that point you were making.
Are we on?
Yes, sir.
My buddy, Vietnam vet, one of several, has been wounded and decorated, and likes to smoke a little weed once in a while to calm him down, because when he doesn't, he's all charged up. He said, if the cops were smart, they'd come and knock on my door every morning and say, here, smoke this.
Yeah.
And the guy's a decent, honorable patriot, and he's got to be afraid that, you know, it's just terrible. People think that, some other people told me the other day, they came out of a party in New York, and they opened a can of beer on the stoop, and two plainclothes officers came across and arrested them.
Oh, no, no. They're now arresting women who sit on a park bench too long. I mean, and I've been in New York a lot over the years, and the police are getting crazier and crazier. They now act like complete thugs, smoke cigars while they're arresting people. Their bellies are hanging out. I mean, it looks like worse than third world countries I've been to, Frank. I mean, how far is this going to get? Are they going to put gold thrones out for the police now, and we'll have to lick their boots when we walk by?
I don't know. I just want to say to your listeners, find out about micronutrition, eat your greens and beans, exercise, and stay healthy.
Frank, what's your final TSA point? You were you raised that for me. You said you don't fly.
Yeah, because I don't want to submit myself to what I call abuse. It's amazing. You know, in the old days, I could fly with my gun to any state in the union, and I'd say to the pilot, you're supposed to turn your gun in, and I'd say, here, he said, what do you want me to do with that? He says, I don't know how to use it. You keep it. You try a police officer now or, you know, respectable people try to get on with a nail file, and they're telling us that we're freer and safer now. But the American people, they're not stupid. They're catching on to the rhetoric and, the different terms they're using. If you object to anything, you're a terrorist or whatever. But I think the time is running out.
Absolutely. People are waking up. They're using the war on terror to basically set up a domestic third world police state or East German Stasi. Is that what you're getting at, Frank?
Yeah, pretty much so. Now that we have, well, look at what happened in England. Now they want to take the phones away from, they want to take away their civil liberties just because maybe one Yahoo or something violated or used it for a bad purpose. It doesn't mean everybody's bad, you know.
But well, San Francisco just turned
excuse to suppress us further and further.
Absolutely, San Francisco just turned the cell phones off last week because of a peaceful demonstration. Cut everybody's cell phones off. Absolutely, well said. Well, Frank Serpico, I can certainly see why you stood up back in the 70s and you're standing up now. I wish you weren't one in a million, but God bless you, and I look forward to speaking to you again here on the radio.
Same to you, Alex. Thank you.
All right, there he goes, Frank Serpico. And I apologize to Bob Chapman. A lot of times we have some incredible guests on and then go into Bob's time, but I know he understands, and we just hold Bob Chapman over. But I know it's not a tough job to get to listen to Frank Serpico. What did you think about that interview, Bob Chapman?
I thought it was absolutely fantastic. It was like a breath of fresh air because he hasn't been exposed to the public for so many years in this medium. And to be able to reiterate not only some of the things that happened 30 years ago, but apply it to today. And that's what's important for us to understand what direction things are going in and try to perceive what people have to do socially, politically, investment-wise, to keep everything together for themselves. The only thing I missed was, how old is he?
He's 75, isn't he, guys? 75 years old.
You know, that's, I should have asked the question. I should have said, what's your date of birth? Because I'll be 76 in 2 months.
Now you're same age as Frank Serpico, you character. I want to get into gold, obviously, turbocharging up to 1,860 smackers plus today. Silver exploding as well. The open announcement, they're going to kill the dollar. The vice president licking the Chi-Com's boots. The humiliation of America expanding. Richard Reeves coming in studio to pop in with some Ron Paul intel. Bob Chapman's our guest. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Bob Chapman is our guest. We're going to do a little bit of overdrive next hour. TheInternationalForecaster.com. You can call Midas Resources. And when you get a gold, French, or European franc already at an insanely low price, Ted mentioned the price earlier, it's insane, you get a free year subscription to a coveted newsletter that comes out twice a week, digitally, a couple times a month in the hard copy. It's usually over 50 pages long. It's read by State Department, CIA. Bob really knows his stuff. He's not somebody who puts out baloney. You can call Midas, 800-686-2237. Also, Ted bought his gold and silver when silver was at about 39, gold at about 1775. I said, can't we just say 1776? The last big group he was able to obtain. So the deals they've got right now reflect pricing from where it was a few weeks ago. That will sell out. And so when it's, you know, 1900, he'll have stuff he bought at 1850. He's making those purchases right now. He's got it on hand, ready to ship to you, a whole list of radio specials, silver dollars at cost, you name it. How are they at cost? Because he bought it when it was lower. That's how Ted makes his profit. It's okay to make a profit. He's financing liberty and freedom. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Now, I'm going to go ahead and do this interview in overdrive, streaming on PrisonPlanet.tv and on the audio streams at Infowars.com. We're on the big birds. Some stations carry the fourth hour. For years, I did a fourth hour, getting ready for the TV show that launches September 1st. The last 6 months, I've cut the fourth hour, but a lot of days go into it. We're going to go into overdrive next hour, and we've got the gentleman who's in the Washington Post and hundreds of newspapers right now. I knew about this a month ago. I chose to not interview him, not because I think he's lying, but because I just was waiting to see what came out with it. Because we either totally break something with absolute proof, or we analyze other people's news. Okay? If I get up here and say DynCorp is running child kidnapping rings, I've got the Chicago Tribune, Houston Chronicle. And truth is stranger than fiction. I mean, it's in major Israeli papers that the government was reportedly putting sterilants in shampoos. Well, I've got a whole stack of news where our government does that. I mean, it won't be the first politician running around crazy chasing women. The personality of an egotist sellout who doesn't have self-control. If you'll sell people out, if you'll say girls have got to take a forced inoculation that they know is killing people, and then lie and say, I'm the governor, you have to take it, knowing that was a lie, then he could do anything. But we're going to get into next hour. Have you ever had sex with Rick Perry? Are you a stripper, an escort, or just a young hottie impressed by an arrogant, entitled governor of Texas? Contact Cash, and we will help you publicize your direct dealings with a Christian buzzword-spouting, family values hypocrite and fraud. Committee Against Sexual Hypocrisy, Robert Morrow, Cash President. And I checked in tomorrow a month ago. I know a lot of big libertarian people that know him. He has been in the Ron Paul campaign going back to 2007 as a supporter. And I don't know what to say. I've always heard this too. But that isn't proof. You can say you've always heard that Alex Jones is from the planet Pop-Tart. So I don't know if it's true, but I was just talking to him during the break. And he told me stuff, and I said, buddy, if this is true, you better get these witnesses to come out right now or you're deader than a doornail. Now, I want to be clear. I don't have any firsthand stuff, and we're going to get this all out in the open. In fact, I wasn't going to do this interview, but because I know that Perry's snooping around and telling national hosts he's scared of me right now, that I just like I told the D.C. madam, you better get all of what you know out here on my show right now, or they're going to kill you. And, of course, you know they killed her. I talked to her condo manager. She was being followed. She was being threatened. She tried to get the documents to her mother. They killed her. I mean, this is not a game. This is not a game. This is super dangerous. Okay? And so we're just going to try to get the full injection of poison out next hour. And I warned Morrow. I said, listen, if what you're saying is true, you're deader than a doornail. This is mafia we're talking about. They're listening right now. Okay, I'm going to Bob Chapman. I mean, you knew Ronald Reagan. You knew a lot of people, big high roller out in Malibu. I've actually talked to Martin Sheen and people, they do know you. I mean, you know all the wild stories you tell. You've been all over the world. Biggest silver and gold broker for a decade. Biggest newsletter. You know, you helped publish Gary Allen's book, the Gary Allen newsletter report. I mean, you're who you say you are. What do you think of the reports we're getting here right now about Rick Perry?
Absolutely true. Because I've heard, you know, I've had people tell me I have no proof of what you're talking about. And, I was on other programs where they brought it up, and they say that they had talked to people who said that was so.
So you're saying you've talked to a lot of high-level sources, and they've gotten the same intel on Perry?
I talked to one, but I know of others who have talked to one or two, one of whom was within the staff structure of the gentleman, and he said, yeah, he's one of us.
Oh, boy. Well, you know what Clinton did to people. He would send a special unit of state police to kill you or beat you to death. That even came out in court. The guy that was videotaping and visiting Jennifer Flowers, you know, across the apartment, I mean, they broke his trachea, broke his arms, his legs. I mean, this is super dangerous stuff. I'd rather go after Perry for the forced inoculations, NAFTA superhighways, being Al Gore's former minion. I mean, I've got to be honest with you. I'm not afraid of being killed, but I don't want to be killed just because I was exposing their minion, their puppet, their piece of trash, Rick Perry. I want to live to fight another day. And to know from a major Fox host that Rick Perry told him last year, I am scared to death of Ron Paul and Alex Jones. Why do you think Rick Perry is so scared of Ron Paul and Alex Jones?
He's afraid of the truth. And the truth will destroy him. And he's been, his mission, the way I see it, is to neutralize Ron Paul and essentially take him out of contention. That's what this is all about. I don't think that they really want him for president because he's going to serve another need, and of course he'll get paid off handsomely from that. Who they want for president, I don't know. Maybe they don't know at this point. They might have a number of people lined up, and it may not be the people that we're talking about, Perry or Bachman, or, you know, for the Republican Party, or Romney. We just don't know.
Absolutely. I want to get into the economy and then get back into the election and Ron Paul with you. The gentleman, Robert Morrow, is joining us. He's a libertarian. He is an admitted frequenter of the topless bars. I actually have a lot of friends and long-term acquaintances that are in politics and government and other areas here in Austin, and they've known him for years. They seem to think he's not some Karl Rove infiltrator to put a false story out about Perry to then be blamed on Paul, but it could be used that way regardless. And only because this is a big national news story am I even covering this. So we've got Mr. Morrow joining us at 8 after. Before we segue back into the economy and then back into Ron Paul, Richard Reeves, talk show host, good friend of mine, worked with us off and on for the last six, seven years, known you for a decade or more. What's your smell test on this whole Rick Perry thing?
Well, that's a good question, Alex. I've been weighing that myself. Right now, a lot of the mainstream press is definitely loving on Rick Perry and pushing him. For example, just last Friday, I was pulling up the Google Android phone and hit the news button on the Google search engine, and the top headline contained the words, Governor Perry, Texas Miracle. And that's the kind of headline love that Barack Obama was getting back in the 2008 election campaign. So it's not clear exactly what they're going to do with
him. Yeah, they're calling him Ronald Reagan, too, and the slick black hair.
Exactly. They're loving on him big time.
Doesn't Liberace want to run his fingers through it?
Exactly. And that's like with the bifurcated media, the way they've set it up now, where you've got the MSNBC, the left side, and
whoever the left attacks becomes the front runner.
Exactly.
It's like whoever the right attacks becomes the front runner.
Exactly. So they're utilizing all that bifurcated media now to a T. So the New World Order are definitely political masters. And here we are. We're the political neophytes. We're like a local junior college team at a political level right now, but we keep moving up. We keep moving up our game. And I think, this upcoming year, hopefully we can be up there. And
we're going to talk about some strategies to get Ron Paul in, because you've worked down at the delegate level, and that is one of the key areas. Bob Chapman, getting back into the economy, I mean, it's old news for our audience. Everything we've said is now happening because we know it's a pre-planned globalist program. You said they would start imploding the euro, but out of that announced their Bank of the World. They're now doing that, admitting it's an economic dictatorship. Even mainstream news is saying that. What's coming next for gold and silver? What's coming next with the globalists?
Well, you heard the song, Up, Up, and Away. And that's just the way it's going to be. And, you know, one of the psychological aspects of this, and these people are very good at this, but if you know what they're doing, you can spot it right away. And J.P. Morgan Chase came out a couple of days ago and said, gold's going to $2,500 by the end of the year. And here they are with the largest short position, naked short position in silver. And silver usually runs with gold. And so you kind of figure, what are they up to? Well, what they're up to is this. They're trying to set up a barrier. The barrier is $2,500. Because they think, on the short term, before the end of the year, it could go higher than that.
By the way, you did it again. You said that last Friday, and then yesterday I was watching MSNBC at 3 in the morning. I couldn't sleep. And there they were admitting, saying, well, J.P. Morgan had to admit this because they're trying to set a psychological new ceiling. I mean, Bob, you just are awesome.
Well, thank you very much. It's just common sense and understanding the criminal mind. And if you want to find out what they're doing, you have to think like a criminal. And obviously, I have that talent. I should have been a policeman like Frank Serpico. But anyway, I probably would have ended up with like him, you know, out of the business because I couldn't tolerate the bad things that were going on within the police structure.
Well, once you let any corruption in,
that's what they're trying to do here. And they're not frightened about gold. They know it's going to $8,000. They're just as smart as we are. But they want it to go there as slowly and incrementally as possible. And
as you said
really
3 years ago, when people were talking about $2,500 gold for inflation in 1980, you said, no, it'll take about 3 years. And people were saying it would take a year. And now here we are 3 years later, and they say $2,500 by Christmas. And you were saying, what, last week that they could be as high as $3,000 by next Christmas?
No, by the end of February. That's usually the end of the, quote, season for gold.
So you're saying,
and, you know,
you're saying 6 months
ago,
from now.
On, say that again, please.
You're saying 6 months from now it could be $3,000.
Yeah, $3,000, $3,200. And incidentally, being on 2 weeks ago with Paul Craig Roberts was a thrill. He's one of my heroes. And anytime I can get on with him, let me know.
Well, I mean, you're on with Serpico.
Yes, and thank you.
Well, you know what's funny? I do quite a few radio interviews during 3 and 4 minute breaks sometimes. And one day I had Jesse Ventura on with me as a guest, and then I went on the station for my 4 minute interview during the long break at 20 after, and I don't think they believed I really had Jesse Ventura. They hung up on me. It was funny.
Oh, goodness.
But side issue. Bob, in my gut, though, I feel like this Rick Perry sex stuff is really dangerous.
Well, you know, facts are facts. And if we talk about it in that possibility and we can get proof, then the major media is going to have to handle it. And the man that's been sent in to neutralize Ron Paul will be out of business, and that's good.
Boy, you play hardball there, Chapman.
Well, you know, when you're 76, you don't give a whatchamacallit.
Oh, boy. Wait till Larry Flint.
Frank Serpico, he'll tell you.
Wait till Larry.
Put him down, blow him out.
Wait till Larry Flint gets a hold of this Rick Perry stuff. You were going to say something,
Well, hopefully the press gets a hold of the story here, what happened in the Texas legislative session when Rick Perry and Dewhurst crushed the anti-TSA groping bill. That's something we can't let the news forget about either.
Yeah, Richard, tell folks about that.
Well, you talked about it a lot. You made the major push here at the Texas legislative session with the David Simpson bill. That was the TSA anti-groping bill. And I tell you what, if Rick Perry has a stick and printing of his book, it shouldn't be fed up. It should be laid down. Because that's exactly what Rick Perry and his cronies did in our state legislature. They laid down. Remember the
TSA
came out?
That's reportedly all Perry cares about is laying down.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me at that fact either, but we'll let Robert Morrow handle that end of it. But another thing that needs to be brought out is if you want tolls on existing roads, Rick Perry signed legislation, I think, back in the early 2001, 2002, 2003, somewhere around there, where they're taking existing roads, existing U.S. highways.
Which is illegal.
Well, I'll tell you what, we sure don't like it, but he signed
legislation. No, Bush had to sign an executive order saying they could violate federal law. But in that executive order, so what, Obama signs an executive order saying all the illegals are legal? Doesn't make it so.
Exactly. Well, that's like the supposedly slavery was legal as well. So there's, you know, another example. But yes, toll roads are good. I mean, what are we going to toll? Every road in the country? Or are you going to have to pay a toll just to pull out of your driveway? So let's not forget that about Rick Perry either. So there's a lot of things. We saw the animal RFID start to come to fruition during Rick Perry's term here as governor. We saw premises ID come to fruition.
It was the only state the feds could get a governor to ram through premises ID. And my family's got a farm. They read that document. It basically hands your land over and waives your Fourth Amendment to the feds and their dirty designates.
Exactly. Well, Bob mentioned it a little while ago, talking about Ron Paul. And that's one of the reasons I came in today was to discuss a little bit about Ron Paul. And
yeah, tell us the secret weapon.
Well, one of the secret weapons is Of course, the website, Ron Paul 2012. It happens to be, by providence, you've invited me here today because guess what? At midnight, they're starting the Ron Paul birthday money bomb. Tonight at midnight, tonight is Friday, August 19th, midnight, for the next 24 hours, starting at midnight, it's the Ron Paul money bomb, and they're suggesting to give a donation of $20.12, $20.12, or his birthday age is going to be 76 years old, so that's another good number to hit him up with. But the precinct conventions, let me go into the precinct conventions and how important these are going to be. Folks, please stop multitasking just for a little bit right now. Please stop multitasking. Write down precinct conventions. And leading up to precinct conventions, what we need to do is everybody in the next few days, get your yard signs out, your bumper stickers out, and then drive by
your
precinct.
Folks don't know, it's not the popular vote. Even if Paul wins states, and we've had this happen before, they will send in their operatives to just ignore that at the state level.
What we need to do are create mini straw polls in these precinct conventions, and that way at the RNC, we can nominate Ron Paul as the nominee for the Republican Party.
But, you know, Richard, that isn't really what matters. The London Guardian came out and said, if we don't pay Al Gore carbon tax money, aliens will attack. I'm not kidding.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Our rights as individuals to freely purchase dietary supplements over the counter are under constant attack. The globalists want to ban all supplements formulated after 1994. Governments are hoarding raw materials, affecting our ability to purchase these products at a reasonable price. Even organic foods are stripped of nutrients due to overuse of soil and compromised growing conditions. Storable foods are essential, but you also need to make sure you have the nutrients you need to stay healthy during emergencies. Go to SurvivalRx.com today and see the amazing line of storable supplements they have to protect the ones you love. The owners of SurvivalRx.com have been in sports nutrition for over a decade, and they realize the need for long-term storable vitamins. The result is a triple nitrogen flushing method, which allows these vitamins to maintain their strength for decades. Again, go to SurvivalRx.com. That's SurvivalRx.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Richard Reeves, who's a big political activist, knows the gentleman we've got coming on. I mean, a bunch of people I know here in Austin know Robert Morrow and say he's a good guy. And he's the person running the full-page ad saying, have you ever had sex with Rick Perry? Again, I don't touch stuff like this. And Robert, I don't know, it was a month ago or more, called us with it. And I knew the name. I think I've met him, but I was like, and then now I saw the reports earlier this week, and now it's a big national news story. So one way or the other, he believes it, and he says he's got the sources. So people are going to get the skinny coming up here at 8 after. Now, Bob Chapman's our guest right now for this segment. The next, you're going to continue with us, Reeves, since you know Morrow. You were already in here on other issues. But this precinct issue, you're calling it a mini straw poll. And this is where they send in the political operatives to try to shut things down. To describe how important this is, tell people the chicanery that happened in the 2008 election.
Well, you had a variety of chicanery. You had Louisiana had some chicanery there where a lot of Ron Paul delegates were, they tried to deny them access to their conventions, and also in Nevada. And here in Texas, we had Wharton County where those Ron Paul delegates were pushed out pretty much illegally. As a matter of fact, there was a lawsuit filed on that. I don't know the outcome of it is. But the thing of it is if we just go out to our precincts and do the drive-by canvassing first, where you go see the yard signs and the bumper stickers and knock on those people's doors and hook up with them and get them revved up and ready to go out and work the rest of your precinct, get voter primary, Republican primary voter lists. How about this for ground troop info warriors, Alex? Get those Republican primary voter lists and go hand out Follow the Republic, Obama deception to these people. What we need is an info warrior ground force to hit the ground right now between now and your statewide.
And by the way, you're not going to see the New World Order blow up the first DVD you hand out. It just takes time. Look at how Perry's having to come out and say the Federal Reserve is treacherous and treasonous. Look at how they're trying to mimic us now. That's how desperate they've gotten that they can't beat us. They're trying to join us just so they can betray us.
Well, let me weigh in on Rick Perry's statement because he put a big, fat qualifier on there.
Don't print money before the election.
Yeah, don't print money before the election. You'll be playing politics. Well, I tell you what, that was Rick Perry. He throws people like us a bone saying, oh, wow, he's actually fighting the Federal Reserve. No, he said nothing about deleting the Federal Reserve, getting rid of the Federal Reserve, making changes to our money system at all.
Nothing about auditing. He just said don't print more money before the election.
Don't print more money because what he wants now, and to prove he's 100% political, is it looks like they're throwing Obama under the bus potentially with this economy.
Remember the Bush clip? And I want to get Bob Chapman's take on this when he said right before he left, he goes, I like Obama. He's not going to go, oh, poor me, poor me. We got to pull that clip up. Oh, I inherited this bad economy. No, Obama's not going to do that. They've had this whole thing scripted.
It's pretty much with Obama right now, the dog ate my recovery right now is how he's going. The dog ate my homework. The dog ate my recovery.
Bob Chapman, what's your take on that?
Oh, I think that's correct, and you'll have all kinds of excuses, but if you go back to the basic premise, square one, and think about why they're doing what they're doing collectively from behind the scenes in both parties, it's to bring the American, European, and British economies down to a level where people are going to have to, if they want to eat and survive, accept world government. And really, this is what they're all pointing towards.
That's right.
Except Ron Paul, of course.
Exactly. These idiots say that they don't want to hurt their economy. They're making money. The globalists issue the money. It's all about consolidating, destroying economies to control them.
Folks, you got to get connected with the Ron Paul people in your precincts. Go to your meetup groups. Get connected. Ron Paul 2012 birthday money bomb starts tonight at midnight.
And you notice they've had to shift from saying he can't win to they're now moving to the Aqua Buddha type stuff. They're gonna move to, you know, he's got black slaves and a flying saucer under his house. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Transmission continues.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.